What's on topic today, you ask? Well, we have exciting news to share with you from our good friend Jenny Lynn Pringle of Fusion Mineral Paint. She has a couple of announcements that you will want to hear about, and we have a great question in our Ask Refinisher segment. We're nearing the end of November with a holiday season around the corner, so take a deep breath and enjoy today's show. This is Zebras Before and After. I'm your host, Lane Ball. The furniture refinishing universe is growing by the day, and there is lots of room for multiple refinishers from around the globe to join in, as well as product industry providers to make exciting announcements that make your refinishing easier, more productive, and of course, more fun. Last year, we had the pleasure of interviewing Jenny Lynn Pringle, CEO of Homestead House and the Fusion Mineral Paint brand. You'll want to jot down that our interview with her was Season 1, Episode 29. We hope you'll go back and listen and enjoy that conversation at a later date. Jenny Lynn has great knowledge of the industry as she grew up in the furniture refinishing paint business and then took her family's business to a whole new level, creating Fusion Mineral Paint. And well, it didn't stop there. Listen in as we learn what new and exciting things she has going on now. Hi, Jenny Lynn. How are you today?
Hi, great. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Well, it's always great to have you on. And you know, we had you on last year, so we're excited to have you on today.
Thank you.
You and your family are based out of Canada?
That's correct. Yeah, we're based in Toronto, so kind of pretty central here and pretty close to the US border. So we're not too far away.
Nope, not at all. Now, what kind of fall did you guys have this year?
Oh, wow. It's really been like the never ending summer, which has really been such a blessing, especially with COVID happening this year. It's allowed for us to sort of be outside more and kind of extend, you know, the summer. And we need that, you know, little bit of outdoor experience to be able to enjoy our lives a little bit more. So it's been really wonderful.
I know. You know, I was just listening to another podcast and they were talking about how difficult it's been on folks, the pandemic, you know, especially those that have been sick and those that have special needs and just really the entire population because of what you just said. People need to get out. They want to be out and it's been difficult. But thankfully, the weather has been in a lot of areas have been warmer. So that has allowed people to be out more. And I think one reason why a lot of people have been dreading a little bit winter, you know, usually we're ready for the changes in the season, but I think folks are a little bit apprehensive about winter, just probably for that reason, I would think. But it's nice that we can enjoy some of the warmer weather a little bit longer into even though it just seems strange though, doesn't it? November.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, it's mid-November right now and it's beautiful, warm and sunny out. What is going on? So it's a real blessing.
Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Jenny Lynn, we had you on the podcast last year. It was actually episode 29 and we spent time learning about you and how you grew up in the business as your parents started Homestead House in 1989, I believe.
You got it.
And it was very inspiring. And friends, if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and check it out. You will enjoy our conversation. Again, it was episode 29. For those who haven't listened to that episode, Jenny Lynn, if you would spend a little time telling our listeners about how you guys went from starting Homestead House to creating the Fusion Mineral Paint brand and a bit about the benefits of Fusion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, where to begin? It's quite the story. I started out with the family business just growing up, literally with a paintbrush in my hands and following along and watching my parents run this business and grow it, you know, starting as a reproduction furniture manufacturing business and using milk paint because that was, you know, a true authentic paint to give such an authentic old world look. And quickly it expanded into offering acrylic paints and oil paints and a little bit of everything for every project out there. And then, of course, we expanded into larger stores and some big box stores about, you know, 25 years ago. But really, we've always focused on the smaller boutiques. And I would say about 13 years ago, when I finished university, I kind of wasn't loving any of the jobs I was finding. I'm a very independent sort of entrepreneurial style type person. So when the opportunity came up for me to run my parents' company, I jumped on it. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it was a couple of years of a struggle and trying to sort of find my niche and really grow the brand. But you know what really changed it? It was social media. And it was, you know, finding the right influencers to work with and creating, you know, private label brands. And that's really how we grew. And then it got me to thinking there was a lot of demand for a different product out there that didn't need a top coat, that was really easy open and go and smaller sizes. So, you know, less cost overall to refinish a piece of furniture. And that's what made me create Fusion Mineral Paint, you know, a pint size that will virtually do, you know, any project, whether it's indoors or outdoors, with little prep and no top coat required, all in one little container. And we tried to put it at a great price point of sort of the $20 range, because I think, you know, you shouldn't have to be limited by your budget to paint it beautiful. And that's something that's really important to us in the therapy of painting. And it doesn't just change that piece that you're refinishing, but it actually changes your entire mood and how you enjoy living your life. So that's kind of in a nutshell there, the last about 15 years or so.
Well, you did a good job summarizing it.
Thank you.
I know it's a lot of work, and accolades goes to you and your parents for what you've been able to accomplish over the last several years. It's very inspiring. And I know a lot of refinishers who have started their own business love hearing stories like that. And so we appreciate you taking the time to go over that. Now, you mentioned the Fusion having the top coat in it, and that's just brilliant. And I just want to say, though, too, because it, you know, Fusion Mineral Paint also distresses really well, correct? I mean, you can do pretty much what you want to do with it.
The key with Fusion Mineral Paint is it really is so incredibly versatile. You can do literally anything you want with it, paint virtually any surface out there. And yeah, you can get any look you want. So if you want that, you know, farmhouse look, the chippy or the distressed look, that sort of thing, you can achieve it with Fusion Mineral Paint. But we'll get into something a little bit later about the chippy look, because that's a really unique look for another product that we've just sort of launched. But the benefits of the Fusion Mineral Paint are the zero VOC, great for painting indoors with, great for involving your family as well, because you don't have to worry about your indoor air quality when you've got a product like that that's so eco-friendly. And then just easy to use, open and go, paint and no top coat. Just love it.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a side note, but I'm sort of obsessed with packaging and package design. And I love your package. I mean, I love
how easy
it is to get in and out. It's great.
Thank you.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I've used Fusion in the past, and I think it's really great. It's so smooth. But more important than my opinion are the opinion of furniture refinishers. And if you're on Instagram, you know that one of the most popular brands used by refinishers is Fusion. Now, you guys offer several paint collections. How often do you introduce new collections? Is that like a goal that you set periodically, or does it just sort of unfold as the trends unfold?
Great question. So yeah, we kind of look at the trends, and we're always trying to stay a little bit ahead of the curve with that. I mean, we've got our core collection in colors, but we like to change it up every now and then. And it's also exciting to add new things. So we're actually working with a couple of influencers right now on custom colors with them. So this is going to be really fun and exciting, because there's a lot of influencers that have a particular look and style. And you know, this whole world of influencers and Instagram, it's a whole different brand new world. And we're really loving the ability to be able to connect with them and connect with the end users and followers. So we're really trying to listen to what people are asking from us. I mean, the colors are limitless that we could do. You know, we could have every color in the rainbow and still never have enough. So, you know, we have to kind of pick and choose where we go with it. But we are definitely looking at adding some new colors. It's pretty much an annual thing where we'll add a couple of new colors every year.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. We look forward to seeing what those are going to be like. So as you mentioned, obviously you guys have been busy growing your Fusion brand, and you recently introduced a new line of milk paint. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so milk paint is something that I grew up with. It is my first paint love. Before I developed Fusion Mineral Paint, I was actually using milk paint. And, you know, it's different for a lot of people because it comes in powder and you have to mix it. And I think for many people, that's sort of like an intimidation factor right from the get-go. And I'm trying to show people that you don't need to be intimidated by it, that it's really as simple as making, it's actually easier than making a protein shake in the morning. So literally, you take your powder, you add water to it and stir with a whisk, and it's ready to go. And the great thing about milk paint is, you know how I said Fusion Mineral Paint is versatile? It is. Mm-hmm. Well, milk paint is that on steroids, so to speak. So literally any look you want, you can control the look of it just by how much water you add to the powder. So if you want a stain finish, or if you want a very sort of rustic, sort of textured finish, you're just adjusting the amount of water that goes into your mix ratio. So you're in complete control. And this is really fun for those that want to be a little bit more involved in the process and have a little more control of that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think that's like the treasure inside type thing. You know, when you start painting with something that has, as you mentioned, you can have control over it to a degree, but also there's that sort of surprise aspect, and that's, you can't replicate that. And that's what's mm-hmm. so cool is when you paint with milk paint, each piece is incredibly unique because of what happens in the properties of milk paint.
I couldn't agree with you more. They you get a bit of a color variation in the milk paint, which is just the beauty of it. You know, using raw natural pigments and ingredients, you just get something that is so unique and so different than anything else out there. And I tell a lot of those who have never tried it before, you'll know when you try it, you'll feel the difference and you'll see the difference. Yeah. And for a lot of our retailers out there, when they're selling pieces on their floor, there's something about their milk paint pieces. They can't quite explain it, but they sell very fast and they look so unique that there's just, again, there's just something so special. So for a lot of those refinishers out there that haven't quite tried milk paint or gotten the handle of it yet, I think that this milk paint by Fusion, it's giving a whole new perspective on what you can do with milk paint, because we've added some really fun new on-trend colors, a lot of pinks and purples, and just a bit of a different look, and really bringing in a whole new genre to where a lot of people tend to think milk paint is more of a, you know, chippy rustic farmhouse style, but you could actually get more of a refined look, more of an MCM style with it. And really the options are endless. So you've got limitless possibilities with the milk paint.
So roughly how many colors do you offer in this new line?
So this new line, we started off with 25 colors, which is great. It's just a nice little introduction. We're going to be offering a few new colors next year as well. But I have to say, you know, our parent company, Homestead House Milk Paint, we started off with only 12 colors back in the day. And then we grew to 24 and then 30. And now we're over 60 colors in that range. So again, we'll keep growing. But it's just so great to have that variety available. And it's so much fun to craft up new colors, and every hue is so unique and different, and I just love that part of the process.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to see that color palette. Do you sell the bonding agent as well? Is that a part of the process for what's available?
Yes, it is. So we have part of Milk Paint by Fusion. We really want to set you up with everything that you need for success. So if you've got a piece of furniture that has a previous coating on it, so whether it's a dull paint finish or it's a really high gloss, whether it's melamine or laminate, you may need to add what's called our bonding agent into the milk paint. Now, that's if you want like a super refined, sleek look. If you wanted something that was a little more chippy, you could actually just go ahead and put the milk paint right onto it. And if you've got a previous coating on there that has a little bit of a resist, so to speak, say it was like a laminate or something along those lines, then you're going to get that chipping and flaking occurring. Mm-hmm. So we have an amazing tutorial on our website, and it's a prep guide, and it's actually a get your look. So you would choose the look that you're going for, and then it's going to walk you through the steps based on the different surfaces that you may have. And you can also do it vice versa, where you just choose the surface that you have, and then you can choose the direction you want to go with the look that you want.
Excellent. What about top coats and waxes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you enough. Hemp oil. It's my favorite top coat for milk paint. It's just the easiest top coat to use. You pour it on. It's just pure pressed hemp seeds. So there's no solvents or chemicals in it whatsoever. You can apply it with your hand if you wanted to. Like, it's just so beautiful. So I always say, you know, if you're a beginner and you want a top coat, throw on some hemp oil. Of course, waxes are beautiful as well. And I really like using wax with tints in them to really add a little bit of age or bring out some of the, you know, the details in the pieces. And then of course, you can use any other top coat that we have. We've got some beautiful oil-based top coats, our stain and finishing oil with different colors as well. Mm-hmm. And it's really up to you and your comfort level, and also, you know, what you're using it for. So if it's a piece that's going to be, you know, in a bedroom, you don't need a heavy, heavy duty top coat. So something like hemp oil or wax is perfect. But if you're doing your kitchen cabinets, then I would say probably opting towards the stain and finishing oil in the natural. It's a really nice, hard wearing, very durable finish. It's even made for floors. So the options are endless there as well. And really for any skill level, if you're not experienced in terms of painting, this is something you can achieve. And when I used to teach workshops, early on in my milk paint career, I loved being able to teach people and show them within a 2-hour period of time how they could completely refinish something and give it a whole new look. And they walked away absolutely astonished with what they had done. It's really something that's amazing for the beginner novice painter or even an advanced painter.
You know, for folks maybe that haven't tried milk paint, and I know that's probably for a lot of newbies, and the cool thing about this industry is there are a ton of newbies coming into the industry that look at the furniture refinishing world and say, I really want to be a part of it. But for those folks that are like exploring paint options, just to clarify with respect to milk paint and the fact that milk paint does chip if it doesn't have the bonding agent in it, but once it's sealed with the top coat, the chipping stops, correct? I mean, you're not going to get a piece that's going to continue to chip periodically.
No, it shouldn't continue chipping on down the road if you add that clear coat. So I would recommend like a polyacrylic style. We have an amazing clear top coat in a matte finish or a glossy finish, and it's a water-based coating. We also have an oil-based gel stain coating, which is phenomenal. So once you put that coating over top, it kind of locks it in and seals it in for good. And then, you know, even on other pieces that you may not use the bonding agent on, if it's bare wood, you're never going to get any chipping or peeling because it actually like soaks in and absorbs into that surface. It's really just the surfaces that have like a resist on it. And if you want to create that chipping, because a lot of people love that look. So say you've got a bare wood piece of furniture or a very dull painted finish, you can take a little bit of wax and just apply a little bit of that wax. And then anywhere you've got that wax on, once you put your paint on, it's actually going to flake away and chip in just those areas. So you can really control that look as well.
Wow, that is an excellent tip. Love that. That's really good.
Thank you.
Now, with respect to your milk paint line, I know people are like, okay, how do I get a hold of it? Share the website so folks can jot that down right now.
Absolutely. So it's fusionmilkpaint.com. And we have already over 100 locations in North America that have brought on the line. So it is already in stores now, ready to go. And our website is going live today. So we're very excited. Hop on there and you can just put in your location wherever you are and you'll be able to find your nearest location.
Can't get more convenient than that. That's nice. Love that. Well, our Canadian listeners know that for a few years now, they have been asking, how can we buy Zebra paintbrushes in Canada? Well, thanks to Jenny Lynn and her team at Fusion, we can officially tell our Canadian friends that our brushes will be available with Fusion. And it's going to be available at the website that Jenny Lynn just shared. So it's fusionmilkpaint.com. You order in Canada and they will ship from their warehouse. So those expensive shipping costs across the border will be a thing of the past. And that is wonderful. I'm sure people listen to listeners, they're cheering right now because that has been such a huge cost factor for folks. So Jenny Lynn, we are over the top excited about this expansion into Canada.
Well, we're really thrilled to partner with you. Your brushes are phenomenal, such amazing quality. And we have so many amazing refinishers out there that use Fusion that have been using the Zebra brushes. So I know quite often up here in Canada, we feel a little bit left out because it is a little more difficult to get. So we're really thrilled that we can distribute these here.
And we feel the same way about you guys, obviously top quality brand. And as I mentioned earlier, just it's so much fun to know the history of what you guys have done over the last several years. And so we're excited to partner with you on that. And just to reiterate, all of our Zebra paintbrushes will be available on that website. And Fusion retailers will have access now to Zebra brushes to carry in all North American stores. Is that correct?
You got it. I'm very excited to roll these out. And I know that it's going to explode. You know, everyone's going to be so excited to bring this on. So I can barely contain my excitement. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. So,
well, that's likewise. I honestly, Jenny Lynn, I can't tell you, you know, for the last probably 2 years, can we get your brushes in Canada? Can we get you? And we were like, we're working on it. We're looking at options. And so we are just absolutely elated. We're so grateful to you guys, Jenny Lynn, and look forward to working with you guys in the days ahead. So thanks for coming on and sharing this incredibly exciting news.
Thank you so much for having me yet again. It's always a pleasure joining you.
Well, we'll talk soon.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Today's Ask a Refinisher question is for Anne Michelle of Amini Design Ashburn on how much product I should have on hand to start refinishing. Hi, Anne Michelle. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lane. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I don't know if it's just me, but, you know, I enjoy following the accounts of all of you refinishers out there, including yourself and Michelle. And it just seems like, I know you guys are really busy, but it still seems like you guys are producing a lot of furniture pieces. I mean, is that true for you?
Well, yes, I still definitely make time to paint, but it has slowed down quite a bit in terms of having kids and homeschooling. Yeah. But definitely, I mean, I feel like if painting is what you're supposed to do, you're definitely going to carve out some time for it, because it's really what gives you that little escape from even from the everyday. And definitely, if you're home all day with the kids, you need to make a few minutes for yourself. Definitely.
So how is the juggling? Because that's really what it is. I mean, you know, the pandemic's been going on since, you know, the first of the year. School, you know, ended abruptly, I think, for a lot of people. And then we had the summer, and now school's back in, and some kids are in school, some kids are still being homeschooled. Like, what's that rhythm like for you? Do you feel like you've kind of gotten into the rhythm of balancing all of that?
I think basically I'm just doing what I can and taking it day by day as it comes, because honestly, you never really know what the next day will bring.
Yeah.
So I'm just taking it a day at a time. I think pretty much we're down to the kids know what to expect. I know where I'm going to get a few minutes to spend on a piece. And a lot of that time, actually, my time for painting will end up happening after the kids go to bed. So late night painting, it's always a good thing. And sometimes that's when the best inspiration comes. So
yeah.
You just have to really make do with what you can for the time being.
I think I remember you mentioning that in a previous podcast about working late. So like, what do you average a night on sleep?
Oh, forget it. That hasn't changed. I think it's probably 4 or 5 hours.
Is it really?
It's not a lot, unfortunately. And I don't know. Maybe when I'm older and things slow down, I can get a full night. But I think you just sort of become used to it at some point, and you just accept it for what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice, though. Not, you know, it's so easy to get anxious, you know, when we look ahead and we look to, what am I going to deal with tomorrow? Am I going to do it the next week? But, you know, just sort of taking it a day at a time, that's good.
Yes. It helps just take away the stress from, you know, you don't have to worry about that much right now. Honestly, you just take it one step at a time. A lot of the things I think that, you know, we worried about before has really come off the table. You don't really have to consider, what are the kids going to wear tomorrow? You know, what am I packing for their lunch? Well, you know what? They're going to be home with you. So I think a lot of it has actually become a lot more basic and just simple. I think a lot of things have slowed down. So for me, I think it's sort of helped in a way, just focus and slow down.
Yeah, I remember on one of the podcasts you were on in the past, you joked about one of the advantages of working at home is you get to wear your pajamas to work.
That's right. And that hasn't changed either.
Yeah, now the kids get to wear the pajamas to school, right?
Yes, that's the best part.
Yeah, well, that's looking at it with a positive outlook and an attitude. Yeah. That's cool. Well, you know, by the way, speaking of furniture, I just want to bring up, what a nice job you did on this piece that you did. I don't remember exactly when you posted it, but it was, you called it the Shipwreck Chest of Drawers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I love that.
Yeah, that's such a unique piece. Before we get into our Ask a Refinisher segment, I just thought that would be cool to bring that up, because you did sort of a patina effect on it.
Yes, that, I don't know where that came from, but I just felt like I had to do something different. Originally, that piece, I think I painted like 3 years ago, and it was in a cream color, and it had gold leafing on it.
Uh-huh.
And it just sat and sat and sat. So I said, you know what? I'm just tired of looking at it. So I said, you know, I'm going to do something fun. I need to do something that's just going to, you know, make things different for me on this piece. I don't want to, you know, do the neutral, even though it had the gold leaf. It just wasn't I don't know, it wasn't everything I think I thought it could be. Mm-hmm. So just, I think those waves on the front of the Burl Wood, it just sort of like inspired me a little bit just to do that. And it was a lot of fun. I think that's the best part of it. It was just so much fun to do.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that in your post. Now, did you sell it?
Yes, actually, it was delivered this past weekend. And the client who bought it, she said, you know, I really want to get you to do a console to match. And I'm like, uh-oh, I don't know if I can do that again. you sort of get into something where you don't really know how to replicate it.
Maybe she needs to bring it back to you and you have it in your studio to look at it while you try to replicate it on the console.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, I did take a million pictures, so yeah. That's a good thing. But yeah, I was really happy because sometimes when you paint pieces like that, you don't know if they're going to go, honestly. You don't know if they're going to sell, but it's okay.
But and that's all part of it. That's kind of the risk that you take that, you know, when you're being really creative with it. But it's certainly unique and so nice job on that.
Thank you so much.
So what's the weather like today in Virginia, Ann Michelle?
You know, it is a beautiful day. It is probably around 60 something. So it's not muggy. We don't have the humidity that we usually do. And we definitely don't have a cold for this time of year. I know I've seen a lot of other people with snow already. And I'm like, thank God we're in the South.
I know.
Yeah, how about you? Do you guys have nice, calm weather?
Well, I was just going to say about you, do I hear birds chirping in the sunshine in Virginia? Because they're chirping down here in North Carolina. It's probably identical. You know, I mean, it's like absolutely beautiful. No clouds in the sky, blue sky, sunshine, 62 degrees, I think. I think that's what it's supposed to pop out today.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like the humidity's low, which, as you know, we tend to get in the South. So that's nice to have lower humidity, but still have some temperatures that aren't so cold that it's uncomfortable to be out. You know, you can still enjoy being out.
And you can still paint if you want to outside.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we asked several folks that are interested in refinishing or refinishing newbies what questions they have for professional furniture finishers, and we are having experts like Ann Michelle to answer these questions. These questions will be featured here on our podcast in our Ask a Refinisher segment. So today's question is, how much product should I have on hand to start refinishing, and what supplies are needed? Why don't you give us some insight on that, Ann Michelle?
Sure. Well, that's a great question because I think when you're starting out, you definitely can get overwhelmed pretty easily just looking at all the different paints that are out there, the different brands, what you use them for. So I think if you're just starting out, I would definitely say start with the basics. Like, you don't have to invest a ton of money in the beginning because you don't really know what you like yet. So I would say sticking to the necessities, like a couple brushes, I would say definitely Zebra.
Right.
Of course, my favorite. I would say the Palm Pro and the Wedge are like two necessities if you're starting. Even when you become an expert, those brushes are just so great. And if you have a piece with a rounded edge or spindles, like we all love, definitely get the round brush.
Yeah, that makes it a little easier.
Oh, totally. I mean, I remember there's a set of chairs that I did and I didn't have the round brush and I swore to myself I would never do chairs again. And then you get the round brush, you're like, what was I even thinking? This solves the problem right there. I mean, it's seriously, it's like it was meant for those spindles.
Yeah.
But then definitely I would say a good sander. It doesn't have to be top of the line, just your typical everyday sander you can get. And that will definitely speed up the prep work. Or if you're just not ready yet to make that commitment, just sandpaper and a sanding block. And of course, what goes along with sanding is some tack cloths to remove what you're sanding. Mm-hmm. So I would say invest in smart supplies like that. Definitely, you need a good cleanser. So something to get the grime and grease off the piece, because while the pieces might look like they're coming to you in great condition, more times than not, there are coats of things that you can't see on there. But once you start cleaning, you will be amazed. So I would definitely say get a nice cleanser in a bucket and a good sponge, because that will really do wonders when you're prepping your piece. Mm-hmm. It's just the simple things like that. Primer, you definitely could benefit from a primer just to have on hand. You might use it, you might not. It really depends on the paint that you're using and what your goal is for the piece. For instance, if you're thinking about distressing a piece, you don't want to put a white primer down. You know, it's better to use a clear primer or maybe no primer at all, depending on, you know, let's say you're using milk paint and you want it to chip. You definitely don't want, you know, that kind of a primer underneath that will inhibit it. So it really depends on the paint that you're using. So all those supplies, I would say, you definitely need to have when you first start out. So these are simple things, sandpaper, a primer, cleaning supplies, brushes, and then that will bring you to the last necessity, which is, of course, paint. So I think depending on what you're going for, I would say just when you're starting, just get a small amount of a few different brands, a few different styles of paint to try them and just see what you think you might like better, because every paint is used for something different. So there's some you can blend easily. There's some you can distress easily. There's some that you just put on, you're like, wow, it's perfect just the way it is. I don't want to touch it. It really depends on the look you're going for, but I would say definitely just invest in a few small pints, maybe even from a few different brands, just to kind of get your toes wet and see what you like better. And the more you paint, you know, really the braver you become. And those other paint lines and the other paint types will always be there for you to invest further in or even just try, because you really don't know what you like until you try. So in the beginning, you can really just keep it simple and just get a few different colors from a few different brands, and then you can just go from there. Because it's really beneficial once you get into it more to see what you prefer, what your sort of style is. And I think that all comes with painting more and more. The more painting you do, the more comfortable you're going to feel. And then you might be like, okay, I want to try this next. Or, you know, I've heard this one is good for this. Well, you know what? Now that you've done it a few times, you should do that. Experience everything you can, but save that for when you have a few pieces under your belt, because you don't want to make a big investment in the beginning and then realize, you know what, that really wasn't what I thought it would be.
Do you remember when you first started? Was that a challenge, like the supply side of things, or did it just kind of unfold naturally for you?
Unfortunately, I'm the type that's like, I don't research anything. I just jump in, and sometimes it comes back to bite me, and sometimes it's just like, wow, you know, that was pretty cool. But I think it's always smart. Don't be like me. It's always smart to do your research, you know, to get a list of things that you need together in the beginning, because it will save you a lot of time and frustration down the road. I do remember what it was like in the beginning when I first started seeing, you know, pink spots on furniture. And I was like, what is that? Well, you know what? That's bleed through. You know, you need a tannin blocker for that. I would say definitely do your research. It is easy to get frustrated in the beginning because you really don't know what you don't know until you experience it. So if you can skip that step and, you know, listen to other people, let's say you've gone through it before, you know, and us refurnishers, we're still learning things every day.
Yeah.
You know, I think I had something happen the other day and I was like, what? I never knew about it. But I mean, you really don't know until you experience it firsthand, but definitely save yourself the frustration if you can, and go into it with, you know, a set of, let's just say, basics that will really help you. And you'll feel good when your piece turns out great.
Yeah.
And you can look back and say, you know what, I'm proud of that. That's my first piece. I really love this. And then, you know, you'll be excited and inspired to try your next one.
You just touched on it. Talk about kind of learning from other people. I mean, and that's really what this Ask a Refinisher segment's about. And really most of the podcast is to be able to share in community with one another and find out what works for each of you, and yeah, others gleaning from that. And so what you've provided with this listing, I know is helpful for a lot of people, especially those that are starting out, and to be able to save time and money and not have to make those same mistakes that that some other folks have made. Just thinking about the whole process of refinishing and all the basics that you need, I would think the biggest overwhelming aspect would be when you're, you know, with respect to the paint, and not so much the paint brands, but the paint colors. Because there's so many colors to choose from. And when you get a piece and you say, you know what, I'm going to refinish that piece, especially if it's not a commission piece, then it's like, okay, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
Would you just recommend like neutral, like say a few neutral colors to you know, to start off with, so that, you know, it's, especially if you're going to paint it and sell it, it's probably easier starting off trying to go pretty neutral, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, because people want something in their home that, you know, is going to blend most of the time. Not all of the time, but most of the time. So in the beginning, if you're starting out, I would definitely recommend neutrals because people will buy them. You're going to feel good when people buy them, and you'll be excited to start your next one. I think if you jump in and do bold pieces, I mean, that's great too. It might feel good, but it might not sell. So you might feel, you know, a little bit defeated or deflated. So yeah, it's definitely a good choice to start off with neutrals. And, you know, neutrals you can blend together and you can make a whole other color. So
good point.
I don't think you can go wrong there. Yeah, at all.
Would you, like, let's say three colors, three neutrals, what would they be? Would that be certainly a white or an off-white, and then maybe like a gray, or more of like a brown, like a tan? What would your recommendations be there?
Oh, sure. I think I would probably suggest, like you said, an off-white and a navy. For some reason, navies always do great. You know, they're dark, but they're sort of strong at the same time. And it's a piece that can be moved from room to room a lot of the times. So I would say do a light, do a dark, and maybe something in between, like a gray, definitely, like you suggest.
Well, you mentioned this earlier, too. If you get the darker color, like the navy, and you've got the off-white, as you just said, you can blend those colors to do something in between there as well.
That's right. And you can save money that way. So that's also beneficial. You have your other color and you didn't have to spend extra money for it.
Well, this is excellent insight and advice, Anne Michelle. We appreciate you taking the time to answer this question.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Lane.
One of the things we pride ourselves on is producing quality application-specific brushes at an affordable price and making sure we put everything we can behind promoting you and this industry. With that said, we didn't want to overlook this holiday season and how we could create even more affordable kits and bundles that you could buy for yourselves or for your friends and families as gifts. We encourage you to make sure you sign up to receive our newsletter on our new enjoyzebra.com website. We are running a series of Black Friday specials. Well, actually, we are introducing them on Thursday, so it's really Black Thursday specials. We have several lined up from now through December 17th, and we have ongoing specials listed that will be available until we run out of inventory. These are incredible deals, and each week it's a new deal for limited time and limited quantity. Just to give you a sneak peek, we have holiday kits that include a canvas bag and a great holiday graphic with a holiday saying, that is, as well as several of our brushes. Have you heard of our package opening tool, the Open It? This is a mainstay for us, as we have had it for a number of years, and we just recently redesigned it. It opens all of those difficult to open packages easily and safely. Plus, it's a great kitchen drawer tool, a must have. We have a special right now that includes a 3-pack of the Open It's in a strong vinyl pouch that has the saying, Holiday Cheer Gift Opening Gear. Make sure you check out these great gift items and stay tuned as we unveil a new deal each week. We are so grateful for each of you, not only for listening to this podcast, of course, but also for using our paintbrushes. We love it when you tag us in your stories and posts showing what applications you're using Zebra brushes on. And that is not just furniture refinishing, but also painting your homes. We will always make it our priority to highlight your furniture refinishing works of art on our Zebra Painting Instagram account and Facebook page. But we also want to make sure we highlight notable home projects as well. If you have used your Zebra paintbrush on a home project and you want us to check it out, make sure you tag your pieces with Zebra Inspo. That's hashtag Zebra Inspo, ZIBRAINSPO. The Zebra Review Monthly Contest has been announced for November, and the theme is Earth Tones. As we see the final leaves fall from the trees, we notice all the beautiful tones of browns and grays of the earth. We encourage you to use those neutral tones on your pieces, as well as feel free to show some bare wood, entirely or partially. Use the hashtag TheZebraReview, and you'll have your piece before a judging panel, as they will choose three winners. The judging panel also includes guest judge Jenna with Happy Valley Restorations. She was our first place winner for September. Great prizes await the winners from Mud Paint, D. Lawless Hardware, Surf Prep Sanding, and Zebra Paint Brushes. All pieces refinished from January 1st, 2020 to November 30th, 2020 are eligible for entry. We would love for many more people to discover the Zebra Before and After podcast. Please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast directory. It really does make a huge difference in the rankings. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra Blogs Before and After Furniture Refinishing podcast. Today's episode is also featured on the zebrablog.com along with contact information for today's guest. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share those by clicking on the podcast slide in our header at thezebrablog.com. That's zebra with an I, blog.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and happy refinishing.